or CBA Mobile.
CBA Mobile, N4CRV Mobile.
This is Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha. Name here is David. I'm sorry, I don't recognize your call.
4, Charlie Victor, Charlie Romeo Victor. November 4, Charlie Romeo Victor.
November 4, Charlie Romeo Victor. All right, KB4CBA, what are you up to today?
I am just sitting out here during my lunch break, listening to the airwaves, just enjoying life. How about you?
Well, I'm headed toward Greer. I live in Taylor's. I'm going to Highway 14 on Wade Hampton, and then I'll go a little ways on 14 and get my hair cut, and I guess I'll head back to the house. I don't have a lot going on today, which is fine with me. I mean, you know, I remember when I was working, I used to go across the street, and I would sit under a shade tree with my car and have my radio on, and I would I could listen to the aviation frequencies, and I would listen to the downtown airport tower frequency, and just, you know, listen to the communications going on there with the planes coming in and taking off.
Sir, I understand that. Where I'm at right now, I am in direct takeoff and approach for GST. So I do have one of my handhelds set up to pick up those frequencies, which I have no idea what you're saying, but it's still pretty cool just to listen in and see what's going on. Yeah, downtown, downtown's the same thing. I pick up a couple downtown signals every once in a while.
I can usually hear Atlanta Airport, too. Haven't done that in a long time, but anyway, because I'm retired. So, you know, I do other things with my time now since I'm not working, and obviously, I tell you, but you never know what's going to go on, because I tell you, right before I retired, or was able to retire, I didn't see an end to my working. I was working two jobs, and I didn't see an end to it. I figured I'd have to work till the day I died.
I'm shooting for about 8 more years myself. I'm gonna look at when the 8-year mark rolls around. I'm gonna look into it and see if I can or not. But that's the plan right now. Is about 8 more years, and I'm gonna hang it up.
So you basically long time to you know, to work. At least you can see the light at the end of the tunnel, and it's not a train. Oh me. So you're talking on a HT right now?
Talking a little TID H8 and a Comet CSXR, antenna and a diamond mount. And I was really, I had several people tell me you know, antenna makes all the difference in the world. And, yeah, they were right. A little 10-watt handheld and an antenna makes all the difference in the world.
Really do. I mean, you can have a great radio and a lousy antenna, and you're probably not going to get out too good. So, it's better to have a cheap radio and an expensive antenna than the other way around. But anyway, tell me your name. I can't remember your name.
I'm the same way. I'm horrible with names. My name is Lee. L-E-E. Limo Echo Echo.
Steve, well, I have a nephew that's named Lee, and his younger brother is named after me. So it's my sister's two boys. So anyway, and of course they're grown and have kids of their own. So I guess that makes me old. I don't know. But I don't feel old until I try to do something that my brain says I can do it. My body says, "You want to do what?"
Did not agree more. I actually have a little inexpensive mobile unit just to get my feet wet that I plan on installing, but I need to run a cable through the firewall, and I got down to the floorboard over the weekend to kind of see where I could put the hole. Getting in the floorboard wasn't the problem. Getting back out took me about 30 minutes. And then I realized I may need to call my son to come over here and help me with this. I'm not sure I can get back down in the floorboard again. But I definitely understand that. And also believe age is just a number. As long as you don't feel old, it don't matter. And sometimes I feel old even, you know, where I am now. But it's all good. Just take one day at a time and just breathe. That's all you can do.
That right. That's basically what I do. I play a good bit of tennis, so I stay active. And, you know, I may have to cut back on a little bit of that because I play up the so. I may be pushing myself just a little bit too hard. I turn 70 at the end of this year.
Happy early birthday to you. I'm about 15 years behind you. But like I said, it's how you feel. It's all in how you feel.
That's really all that matters. KB4CBA Mobile. Yeah, that's true. And I like what Clint Eastwood says about getting old. I think he's 94 now. And he says he just doesn't let the old man in. So, you know, he's showing his age. I mean, if you see any pictures of him lately, he's got a beard, and to me that just makes him look older. But anyway, his choice. And but I've always been a big fan of his.
4CRV. Roger that. Some of my fondest memories growing up was watching his westerns with my dad, and that was some of the best memories of me and my dad was watching Clint Eastwood westerns. Matter of fact, I've got them all on VHS, DVD, and streaming platforms, and was actually watching Hang'em High last night, and he's one of the great ones. It's definitely gonna be a sad day when that happens.
I remember him being on, I think it was Rawhide, and he was just, you know, just barely an adult then. He looked so young, and I watched him on that and several westerns, and, you know, then he did other movies, you know, like the Dirty Harry movies and all that. And now, you know, near the latter part of his career, he went back to doing westerns again. It's kind of interesting. And of course now he's directing movies, but I think he's hung up the acting part of it.
I do see his name a lot in the credits these days. Not a whole lot of acting going on. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and jump off here and finish the rest of my lunch hour. It was an extreme pleasure talking to you, and I hope to talk to you again. N4CRV. I appreciate it.
Lee, well, it's good to talk to you, and you enjoy the rest of your lunch hour, and I hope you have a good rest of the day and a good weekend. N4CRV, I believe it is. This is KB4CBA Mobile. Clear.
W2T.
See, I am headed to get my ears lowered.
Well, it all they lower is your ears, you know. They might look for other parts of the body while you're not looking, so you got to be careful about those things. And how you been doing?
I'm doing pretty good. You feeling all right these days?
Yeah. I'm still, kicking. And I'm not kicking very high sometimes, but still kicking. And got to end up going the end of this month down to Florida. My sister's got to have some oral surgery, and they won't do it without somebody there to drive her home afterwards. And there's nobody down there who will be available to do it. So I guess I'll end up making the trip down and back. But she's decided she will pay my gas for down and back, so, and feed me for a couple of days. I think I can handle that and all. So you been out to tennis playing today?
You know, it's funny. I thought in a group of playing doubles, and this morning at 9, and I went out there, and I wasn't. And, you know, I just wasn't with this morning, so I could have stayed and played with, you know, they have a clinic, and I could have done that, because I usually enjoy the clinic, and it had just started, but I don't know, I just wasn't feeling it this morning, so I just got back in my car and went back home.
Sometimes when you're doing some of the things you like to do, you got to be in the proper mood. And if you're not, you know, I don't care how well you're feeling otherwise, if the mood is not there, you just don't want to do it. Been there, done that, don't have a t-shirt, don't want one. But, you know, that's one of those things that will get to you sometimes. Just, you know, the mood doesn't strike you right. And ain't nothing you can do about that except just go with the flow, and then do what you need to do otherwise, and stay away from that. I've had that happen a couple of times, and I just, you know, it just was not it just wasn't what I wanted to do that time, that day, and that time, so I didn't do it.
Well, you know, you and I have that luxury. With a lot of things, so, but anyway, have arrived at the hair cutting place here, so I'm going to sign with you, and you have a good rest of the morning. You got 10 more minutes of that. And have a good rest of the day. And I'll talk to you later. But thanks for jumping in there. And I'll stick around for your final W2T. This is KB4CBA.
Okay, David, I know what it's like when things just don't seem to be flowing the way you want to. But anyway, you have a good rest of the day, and we'll catch you later. I'll be around. I got to go decide. I'm doing laundry this morning, so that tells you what my day is going to be like. Anyway, I'll talk to you later. KB4CBA, W2T. And just tell them to cut the hair on the right side, not the one on the left, and you'll be okay. W2T clear.
Hey, I'll pass. KB4CBA.